You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and welcome. I have a couple of announcements, and we will be receiving Devin as a member. He might be running a little late. If you know, we'll invite him up here after the opening hymn, and also we'll have a reception afterwards. So everybody's obviously encouraged to come and attend. Just to welcome Devin, and then we'll have our Bible class. For those listening on the radio, allow me to introduce our hymns. We are following Divine Service Setting 1, which begins on page 151. Our opening hymn is 803, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Hymn of the Day, 845, Where Charity and Love Prevail. Distribution hymns, 851, Lord of Glory, You Have Bought Us. 953, We All Believe in One True God. 526, You Are the Way, Through You Alone. The closing hymn, 698, May We Thy Precepts, Lord, Fulfill. Also, Tuesday we have Lutheran Fathers Conference. We'll be going through the Magdeburg Confession. You're all invited to attend that. And then included in our prayers today, we've been praying for Chuck Heitke. He has since deceased. This is Ed's brother. We'll include the family of Chuck in our prayers today. Let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We allow a time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your deep compassion, you rescue us from whatever may hurt us. Teach us to love you above all things and to love our neighbors as ourselves, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Leviticus chapters 18 and 19. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, 'I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field right up to its edge, neither shall you gather the gleanings after your harvest. And you shall not strip your vineyard bare, neither shall you gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob him. The wages of a hired servant shall not remain with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual.
Thank you.
The epistle is from Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our dear beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. When he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like you to insert yourself into the story of the Good Samaritan that you heard from the Gospel. Specifically, I'd like you to identify with the man who's left half dead. You've been overcome, surprised, ambushed by these robbers. They were overpowering. You were too weak, too inexperienced, unable to resist, and so they took advantage of you. They took everything that belonged to you. They even stripped you of your clothes. They beat you. They don't want you to follow them or tell anybody. They leave you half dead. You're bleeding, wounded, laying there humiliated, ashamed for being so foolish, being so weak, being unable to do anything to defend yourself except to suffer what has just happened to you. You don't know what's going to happen. You can't move. Somebody comes walking along the way. You're able to open your crusted eyes a little and see the priestly robe. But he just passes by. You think it's just as well. This is an important man. Certainly, you're not worthy of his care. He has responsibilities, and if he thinks you're dead, you would just make him unclean, and that would be inconvenient. You're not sure you want help. You may be grateful that he didn't notice your situation, what you've suffered. And so you resign to laying there and not getting better. Another set of footsteps come, and you're able to determine that this is a Levite. Levites are well respected also. Maybe not susceptible to having to abide by the cleanliness rules. Maybe he will help you. It does seem to come closer, and yet he seems to have second thoughts and keeps on his way. He doesn't help you. You understand. I mean, he would make the priest look bad if he helped, and so he does what the priest does. He knows that the priest has been that way, and so he's just doing what seems to be right according to the religious leaders, and you understand. So you're ready to just accept your fate. And then lo and behold, a Samaritan comes. Well, you don't like Samaritans. They have a reputation for not being true believers, and you don't expect anything, but this Samaritan has the temerity to come to you, and without your permission, he starts helping you. He sees your wounds. He's caring for you. He covers your shame. He applies wine and oil to be antiseptic and protection of your wounds, and he binds them up with great care. He hefts you up onto his animal so that he can haul you away. You have nothing you can do to prevent this. So you are hauled off, and lo and behold, he brings you to an inn. And there you receive more care as you're fed, you're bathed, clothed, you're sheltered. You're able to rest and recover. All your cares are taken for. This Samaritan paid for it all. He made sure that you would be cared for. And so you are revived and restored. That would be a life-changing experience you would never forget. You would never forget. It would change you. You would be grateful to this Samaritan, and you would want to thank him however you could, although How can you thank somebody who saved your life? You just live with this gratitude. You tell people about him. When you run into a Samaritan, do you know him? Let me tell you what he did for me. He took care of me. Any time that you happened upon somebody with a need, you would have a little more compassion than you did before. However inconvenient it might be, however it may kind of go against the way other people treat the person who needs care, you would understand firsthand what it means to have somebody care for you, and so you would want to do the same, and so you would. As I said, this event changed your life. How could you not but show other people a little bit of the compassion that was shown for you? And that's how you would begin to live your life after that life-changing event. Well, of course, you know that you are that man. You know this because of what Christ has done to you. He came to you. You were more than half dead. You were dead in your trespasses. You had no choice. He has compassion on you, and he saved you from death, eternal death. And he cares for you. He binds up your wounds now. He treats all of your wounds so that you have health, that you're provided for all of your needs. You have shelter, you have food and clothing. He cares for you. He has given his life for yours so that you may have life in him. You know this. You've experienced this firsthand. You experience it every time we gather for the divine service, as he has recognized that you have been overcome by sin, unable to resist. You've been beaten up by the world that takes advantage of you. Maybe some of you have been robbed by some kind of scammer. You're too ashamed to admit it. Too ashamed to admit the sins that you've committed, the things that you have been vulnerable to, how susceptible you've been, how weak you are to resist. And you've been overcome, and nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to help you. And yet Christ comes to you without your permission. He comes to you to forgive you, to apply the healing balm of forgiveness to you, to cleanse you with the blood spilled for you on the cross, to cleanse you, to revive you, to restore you. He covers you with his righteousness to cover your shame, your embarrassment. He brings you here to his inn, to his house, where you are sheltered, you are provided for. His very body broken for you, he feeds you with the blood he spilled. He gives to you in the sacrament of the altar to nourish you, to give you the strength to live and the confidence to live in the promises that he's given you in your baptism, that you are in fact an heir. Yes, an heir. The lawyer asked Jesus, what must I do, right, to get eternal life? Well, to inherit eternal life. Well, you can't do anything to inherit. Christ has done it. He's done it for you. But he does inquire of this lawyer, well, how do you read the law? And he answers, very well. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all the strength, all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Yes, that's the law. That's how you live. That's what you do. Go and do that, right? But the lawyer says he wants to justify himself, right? It's like, ooh, yikes. He knows he can't do that. He recognizes he's unable to do it all. All right, let's determine who's my neighbor. That's where Jesus goes into this story of the Good Samaritan. He wants that lawyer to identify as the man who was a neighbor to that man, right, who was left half dead. He wants you to insert yourself. Who's your neighbor, right? Well, the one who had mercy, right? He showed himself to be the neighbor, okay. Jesus wants us to live according to his law, not to do anything to inherit eternal life. It's yours. It's free. You've been given that. And so this is out of the compassion that he has shown to you, having experienced that. Show that compassion to the people around you, your neighbor. There are plenty of people in your life, in your household, in your work environment, in the senior living community, people that you happen upon who have experienced the effects of sin, ambush of the devil, the demons, taken advantage of by the world. You may not see the wounds on the outside. It's not like the Samaritan, but they're there, you know, because you've experienced them. And so you see them, you know they're there. Have compassion on them, right? You know that that person needs Jesus as much as you do. So you have compassion on them. You may tell them about Jesus. As you say, let me tell you about this Jesus, what he did for me. Because we know no matter who they are, what they've been through, they need that healing balm of forgiveness that comes only through Christ. We know that they too cannot resist sin, that they too have been beaten up by the world, taken advantage of. They too have succumbed and been weakened and ashamed of their sin. And so you speak words of forgiveness to them in Christ so that they know healing. They know Christ crucified for them. You help them as you are able with their physical needs as well as spiritual needs. You come to them. You do it even if it costs you inconvenience, money, reputation. Doesn't matter. You may see me, your pastor, pass somebody by, not caring for their needs. And you may think, well, pastor didn't do anything. I don't have to. No. Don't let me be an excuse. You have compassion for them. You care for them. You love them. Do for them what you would have them do for you, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. We do this is living out the law of Christ that he has fulfilled. You don't do this in order to earn the inheritance that's been given to you. You do this out of the compassion that he's shown to you, the compassion that he gives to you as you go about your life, being good Samaritans, if you will, doing for others what you would have them do for you. Because of what you've received from Christ and what you receive even here, Yeah, we come here every week. This is where Christ promises to be, and he's here amongst your brothers and sisters. We're not out on a road by ourselves, fending for ourselves. We're here in the body of Christ, in his house, where he cares for us together with his word, words of forgiveness, promises of eternal life with him and an heir of his kingdom, promises you've received in your baptism, receiving life itself, forgiveness, salvation in his body and blood, broken and shed for you. So we bring others here too. As we are on the way along the road, we invite them. We're thanking Jesus, our Good Samaritan, for what he does. It changed our lives in this life and eternity, and so we thank Jesus every day. And we tell people about him, what he's done for you, what he does for you. And maybe even if they don't want to, easier said than done, even if they don't want to, you bring them here, right? This is where they will receive that care, shelter, the care they need in this life and eternity, that they too may experience the compassion of Jesus, the compassion that's demonstrated through us, his body. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Devin, are you ready? Ready or not, would you come up forward? We'll go through this together. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and then if your face turns red, I'll be the only one. We're going to go through the rite of receiving Devin Repke as a member. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do this day in the presence of God and this congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism.
Yes, I do.
Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from them and confessed in the small catechism, to be faithful and true?
I do.
Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you desire to become a member of this congregation?
I do.
Will you support the work of our gracious Lord, the work our gracious Lord has given this congregation with your prayers and the gifts God has given you?
I will, with the help of God.
Upon this, your confession of faith, I acknowledge publicly that you, Devin, are a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation. Receive the Lord's Supper and participate with us in all the blessings of salvation that our Lord has given to his church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, Devin. You may turn and greet the... Yes. If you would please stand, and we will continue with the prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Merciful Lord, the Apostle Paul did not cease to pray for the church in Colossae, that she might be filled with the knowledge of your will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Stir up in us a spirit of intercession for our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world, that we might constantly remember them in prayer, even as they remember us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of the harvest, you have sent forth ministers in your name to proclaim your saving gospel and deliver sinners from darkness into your kingdom. Bless all pastors and church workers in their service to you, that they may be faithful in every responsibility placed upon them for our sake. Give us a willingness to hear the counsel of your word, to correct our errors and repent of our sins. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, as you grant the length of days to many in our families and communities, you bless us with their wisdom and grant us the opportunity to live out your love for them. Help us to rightly treasure them, and as they grow in weakness and need, deepen their trust in your strength to bear and your power to save. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, as you have granted us to live in a nation where your people may still gather without fear, bless our leaders with your wisdom and guard us from the rising ungodliness in our land, that your gospel may be preached boldly and continue to bear fruit and grow. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, because of the love you have for all the saints, we pray to you to heal the sick, relieve the suffering, comfort the grieving, and give peace to the dying. Especially do we name before you the family of Chuck Heitke, Bob, Shirley, Dave, Gabby, Vicky, Fred, Anita, Duane, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Lewis, Mary, Harold, Joan, Linda, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Erno, Jeff, Ethel, and all those we lift to you in our hearts. Strengthen them all by your power. Help them endure this trial and help them bear the good fruit of faith, even in their afflictions. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as your Son has carried us through baptism into the safety of his church and provided for our continued care with the gifts of his body and blood, help us to abide in this place of refuge and to rightly rejoice in his gracious care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Everlasting Lord, you have been faithful to us who deserved none of your mercies. Lead us to receive them with grateful hearts and to be faithful unto death, that we may receive the crown of everlasting life. Hear us in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, through whom, with whom, and in whom be all honor and glory, both now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into the flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And deliver us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.